We'll be taking a look at a couple of events this week. Firstly, the Players' Championship, certainly one of the more entertaining events of the year on the PGA Tour. It's certainly their flagship event as far as non-major championships are concerned and brings together one of the strongest fields in the game. So a lot of interest this week at the Players' Championship at the TPC Sawgrass up there in the northeast of Florida. And we'll also take a look at a new event on the European Tour, the Kenya Open, previously an event that's been played as a Challenge Tour event, a number of secondary tournaments being played in Kenya over the years. But this year, the event's been elevated in status to a full European Tour event. And whilst not a particularly strong field is lining up there, there will be an opportunity to perhaps look at some value in the tournament. But before we do have a look at this week's events, just quickly a look back at last week, a good result for us at the Qatar Masters. Justin Harding, the South African golfer, winning that tournament, and one of the players we mentioned last week as what I thought was a pretty good prospect at $41 too, so there was some good value there. The New Zealand PGA Championship, we couldn't pick the winner, but I don't think many could. The young schoolboy from the Christchurch area, Kazuma Kaboy, winning the tournament. What a result for him, and what a future that young man appears to hold. But we did think that Cameron John might be some sort of a chance, and he did finish third, so close but no cigar, you might say, in terms of finding a winner in that tournament. And on the PGA Tour event, the Arnold Palmer Championship didn't go close there, really. Rory McIlroy was the closest of the three or four players that we chose. He finished sixth, a disappointing final round for him. But we'll be back on the horse this week. Although, having said that, those of you that were lucky enough to pick up some good dollars on Justin Harding will have some good money to spend this week. And he may well do well again this week in Kenya, but back on that a little bit later on. Let's first look at the Players' Championship at the TPC Sawgrass. Certainly one of the most intriguing events of the year, I think, mainly because of the tremendous finish to the TPC Sawgrass layout. Those last three or four holes really providing a lot of opportunity and a lot of danger as well. We've seen many tournaments won and lost over the last few holes of the TPC Sawgrass at the Players' Championship. It's an interesting event, really, because there's been a number of, I suppose, mystery winners over the years. When you look at the likes of Craig Perks, the New Zealander, winning it back in 2002, Stephen Ames just a couple of years later, the Canadian, winning it, Fred Funk, Siwoo Kim, Tim Clark, I suppose you could consider those as players that were not considered likely to win in the year that they won them. But they did win and gained elevation and status in their world ranking and in terms of their status on the PGA Tour. But the players that I'm going to look at this week, there's a range of them and there's some good value there too because of the strength of the field. Certainly no one real standout in terms of the likely and logical winners. But so as a result of that, there's some very good value. We might first start with Ricky Fowler, who won this tournament in 2015. He was second at the Honda and won Phoenix in the last couple of months or so. So his overall recent form has been good. And as a winner on this golf course, then I think Ricky Fowler at $21 is a very good prospect amongst the leading chances or the perceived leading chances. Xander Schauffele was second on debut in this event last year. He was 14th at the World Golf Championship event recently in Mexico. He was 15th at Riviera. So that's form good enough for him to be able to capitalize on the experience that he had last year when finishing runner-up in the tournament. Xander Schauffele, and I expect him to be a real good chance once again. Dustin Johnson will probably start as one of the favourites, but the thing about Dustin Johnson, he's yet to record a top 10 in all the times that he's played at the Players' Championship. So on that basis alone, despite the fact that he's at $13 and one of the favourites, I'm going to leave him out of my selections this week. And we'll start to try and find a bit of value outside of the more leading chances, if you like. Lucas Glover is one that I'm really a bit keen on at $67 also. Three top 10s in a row of late. In fact, nine top 20s in his last 10 starts on the PGA Tour. He's really regaining and finding that form that saw him win the US Open 10 years or so ago. He was sixth here 2 years ago. He was third in 2010. Perhaps at a time when he wasn't playing quite as well as he is now, he's become a very consistent performer, Lucas Glover. And I think at $67, that's very, very good value in terms of a speculative bet. Adam Scott's at $31. He's a previous winner of the event. Plus, he's had top 12s in his last 3 years in the event. when certainly he wasn't at the level that he is now. He just seems to be in a pretty good frame of mind at the moment, and his form overall this season has been good, despite missing the cut at the Honda Classic at his last start. He was seventh at Riviera. He was second at Torrey Pines. He comes to a golf course that he has a comfort zone on, winning here many, many years ago. One of his very first PGA Tour title wins was the Players' Championship back in the, 2004 or thereabouts. But he's in good form and has overall good record on the golf course. So at $31, I think Adam Scott is not only a good chance to be the leading Australian, but a good chance to potentially take the title. Tommy Fleetwood was seventh last year. He was third at the Arnold Palmer last week. He makes a lot of cuts, Tommy Fleetwood, not always contending, but he's regularly keeping himself in the tournament. And as I said, his seventh last year, he's at $29. I think that's good value. And the other player that I think might be some good value at longer odds also, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, the Spanish golfer. He's had several top finishes of late. He was third at the Arnold Palmer last week. He was fourth in this event in 2017. He seems to be very consistent with his performances on the PGA Tour in recent times. He's at $51, Cabrera-Bello. So certainly as far as outside chances are concerned, I think Cabrera-Bello at $51 and Lucas Glover at $67 make a lot of sense. And then of the other players, Ricky Fowler at $21, Xander Schauffele at $26, Adam Scott at $31, and Tommy Fleetwood at $29. I think are providing rather juicy odds given their relative success on the golf course and the form that they bring to the tournament in 2019. The Australians in the event, Adam Scott, as I mentioned, at $3.15 to be the leading Australian, Jason Day, a previous winner of the event. But of course, the concern about Jason Day is that back injury that he suffered last week. We know that he appears to be in good shape now and he's comfortable about his injury issues, but there is that concern about him, that's for sure. And on that basis, I probably won't be considering him as a chance to be the leading Australian. Mark Leishman's at $4, Cameron Smith at $5, Aaron Baddeley at $10. Of course, it's a tournament that's been good to Australians over the years. Steve Elkington was a two-time winner. Greg Norman, Jason Day and Adam Scott have all won the event on one occasion. So a lot to look forward to this week, the Players' Championship getting underway on Thursday. I mentioned the Kenya Open, not a particularly strong field, as you'd imagine, with so many of the world's leading players at the TPC Sawgrass this week. But Justin Harding, who culminated his really good run in world golf with that win last week in Qatar, he's at $11. It's a new event, new golf course, not a new golf course, but a new venue as far as European Tour golf is concerned. So no real history to go on as far as this tournament is concerned. But Justin Harding has been a prolific winner of tournaments on both the Asian and the African Tour in previous years. And although it's now a European Tour event, he is now a winner on the European Tour following that win in Qatar last week. He's at $11. And the other one that may well be worth considering this week is Scott Vincent, who was a bit of a star on the Asian Tour last year, the Zimbabwe golfer. He's at $34. He was fourth in Perth recently. He's yet to win anywhere, interestingly enough, Scott Vincent, but he's been very, very successful performer in Asia last year, one of the leading players in Asia last year. But against this field, I think he has a pretty good show at $34. So Justin Harding at $11. And Scott Vincent at $34, my two players to watch this week as far as the Kenya Open is concerned. The Australians in the event, Nick Cullen and Dayan Lawson, who both performed pretty well last week in Qatar. Both of them are European Tour rookies, and I expect them to continue on with that good form this week there at the Kenyan Open. So just the two tournaments we'll keep an eye on this week. The ladies will be back next week, and there'll be plenty of more betting options next week. But if you're able to land one of those players we've talked about, it'll make it all worthwhile. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.